The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right, ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is a Friday, July 1st edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of games. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I am Erin Dolan, joined by the fabulous Anita Marks, ready to get you all set up for the holiday weekend. Anita, any big plans going on this weekend?
I am working. My work week starts on Friday and ends on Monday. So it's different than most people because I host Sports Talk Radio here in New York, and I know we're going to dive into it, but with NBA free agency and what's going on with the Knicks and especially the Nets and KD and Kyrie, yes, it's going to be a busy weekend for me. That's for sure.
Oh my goodness. Now I have a relaxing weekend, so I feel a little bit bad about that, but you brought up Kevin Durant, and obviously in the last 24 hours, things have been going crazy. As we know, he no longer wants to be with the Brooklyn Nets, and there were some odd shifts that were pretty notable. Actually, the Suns went from plus 900 to plus 600. We know that's a place that he would potentially want to go. The Heat went from 16-1 to plus 900, and then the Nets odds went from plus 750 to 35-1. So they went from tied fourth, dropped down to 12th. Also, the Lakers saw some movement, 22-1 to 10-1 yesterday. So that could be with the rumors surrounding Kyrie Irving as well. But what kind of jumps out to you, and how do you think the Brooklyn Nets, you know, fans are going to react to news like this?
Yeah, so, you know, I hosted Sports Talk Radio last night, and I had Tim Bontemps on the show. And I asked him, you know, where do you think the most likely landing spot is for KD? And he said Phoenix. I know there's a number of people out there, Stephen A. Smith, Brian Windhorst, a number of people out there are saying Phoenix as well. Here's the thing. Whoever is going to get KD with a four-year contract intact, as opposed to a one-year contract, right? They're going to have to give up the world. And Erin, what we're seeing lately is like these big three teams, like we saw in LA with the Lakers this past year, like, oh, great, you've got big three. But if you don't have a supporting cast as well,
agreed,
because of how long the NBA season is, I don't care if you got a big three. Like, it's and there's so much parity now in the NBA. Like, unless you've got a stellar supporting cast, you're still not going to win. So
agreed.
For me, like, I'm not running to the window to put money on anything right now because I need to see how this all plays out. And everything I'm hearing is that who was ever going to make a trade for KD is going to have to give up the kitchen sink. And if that's the case, I just wonder how competitive they're going to be. I will tell you who I do like, and that's the Hawks getting DeJounte Murray, 21 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Now he's in his prime at 29 years old. He's got a reasonable 2-year contract that's not too pricey. So the Hawks aren't done. I see them still, like, I don't know, do they trade Capella? Do they trade Collins? Do they maybe get Ayton? You know, along with Trae Young. I mean, I just, this 1-2 punch with the Hawks, I think they're going to be really good. I think they can be a sleeper coming out of the East. And I'm going to wait and see, like, you know, odds in regard to them making the playoffs. If it's somewhere around, like, minus 140, minus 125, I'm all over it. I love Murray going to the Hawks. It's probably my favorite. I know it's been a short period of time. Free agency just started at 6 o'clock last night, but probably Murray to the Hawks is probably my favorite right now. And I'm high on the Hawks.
Yeah. And I mean, it's obviously been a crazy 24 hours, but you make a great point in terms of the futures odds of just waiting. I think that's absolutely what you should do in terms of everything that's going on. Wait till the dust kind of settles here, protect yourself in this situation. Just like the books, they're obviously moving the odds around like crazy to make sure that certain teams aren't a huge liability for them. So again, I would just wait. Let's kind of, you know, over the next couple of weeks, reevaluate where we think there is some value in these markets. Because right now it does kind of feel like a guessing game of where some of these top stars will go. And just because the top stars are moving potentially doesn't mean they're ultimately going to end up winning the NBA finals. But let's switch it over to Major League Baseball. Anita told me before this podcast, she has a slew of different plays for you guys. So Anita, take it away.
I do. Where do I begin? How much time do we have? I know we're only supposed to have, I know we're only supposed to do
10 minutes, Anita. 10 minutes.
I know. All right. So two games. I've got a lot of prop bets, but the two games I like is I love the Mets tonight. Listen, they're 21-7 off of a loss. They're back at home. They're going up against the Rangers. Chris Bassett has been great. He's got a 3.23 ERA. He knows this Rangers team because don't forget he came over from Oakland. So he knows this lineup extremely well. Otto is pitching for the Rangers, and really his best pitch is the sinker, and the Mets actually are the best hitting team against the sinker in Major League Baseball. And also they've got the best batting average against right-handed pitchers. So with all that being said, this is how I'm playing this game. I've got the Mets on the run line at even money. I've got the Mets first five over 2.5 runs at -115. I've got Pete Alonso hitting a home run at +210. I've got Otto going over, giving up over 4.5 hits at -120. And also his walk rate is 14%. So I got him walking over 1.5 at -125. So I know a lot at play for the Mets. Obviously, that's the game I'm going to be watching later on tonight. Also, I like the Astros on the run line against the Angels outside of Trout. And Otani, who do the Angels have? No one. Their bullpen has been worked a lot this week. They're also sporting a 4.06 ERA. Their batting average is 21st in Major League Baseball at .230. And Javier is pitching for the Astros, and he's been quite good as of late with a 2.73 ERA. The other game that I like is I like the Brewers going up against the Pirates. Burns is pitching for the Brewers. He's been sensational. So I like the Brewers on the run line, again, at -115 against the Pirates. And also I like Burns getting the win at -135. Some other prop bets that I like out there for the Braves and the Reds. Give me Adam Duvall hitting a home run at +250. Minor is just horrendous. And he's going to be pitching for the Reds. He's 34 years old. He's given up 31 hits, 22 runs in 25 innings, 10 home runs. He's just going to get destroyed tonight. So I also like Minor giving up over 3.5 runs. You can get that at even money. Last but not least, for all you Yankee haters out there, this is an interesting one, Aaron. As we know, Gerrit Cole has been lights out, right? Mm-hmm. And like he's averaging 10 strikeouts a game. I'm going to play the under 6.5 strikeouts for Cole tonight at +115. Here's why. Cleveland has the least of all 30 teams in Major League Baseball, has the least strikeouts by 50. The second is the Astros. They have 50 less strikeouts than the Astros. They're only averaging 7 strikeouts a game. So I just think this is going to be really interesting. Again, I do believe the Yankees win. Cole's been on fire, but I'm really intrigued by this matchup.
Yeah.
Cole, who's been sensational, whiffing everybody, but going up against the best team in Major League Baseball in not striking out by 50 strikeouts. So I'm in at +115. Why not? I'm going to play it.
And of course, Anita just gave you the most plethora of plays, but since you're talking about the Yankees and the Guardians, I have two plays here. As you're seeing right now, it's in your sports book. The Yankees are -225, so not much value on the money line there. And then again, the runs at 8. But I'm going to go any run first inning, yes, -110. The last time that Aaron Civale was on the mound, Anthony Rizzo homered, sending Judge across the plate in that first inning. And then after that, he allowed at least one run in the first inning the next three games. So he's 4-3 in terms of allowing a run in that first inning. And obviously, we just know how hot the Yankees bats are right now. It would not surprise me whatsoever. And since I mentioned Anthony Rizzo, I actually like him to have a home run today. It's +320. of course, you always want to say, just take Aaron Judge to have a home run at this point, because he's just been so elite, so hot. But Anthony Rizzo, he's had 10 home runs this month. He just had one last game against the Houston Astros. So just considering that Savali is going to be on the mound, I would like him in terms of my long ball, long shot, which again, I will talk about on Daily Wager, which is 6 p.m. Eastern tonight. Now, also this weekend, amongst the many different things we have, because remember, we still have the hot dog eating contest, Nathan's hot dog eating contest. We won't get too much into that. We'll be talking about that on Bet Today. We also have UFC 276. Some of my favorite things that I like for this, Israel Adesanya by decision. Six of his last 8 fights went to decision, including 5 bouts that went 25 minutes. On top of that, only 3 of his last 11 fights have ended inside the distance, despite how dangerous his striking is. And I also like this fight to go over 4.5 rounds, considering you can kind of mix those prop bets together. Jared Cannonier has obviously been a monster. He's looked impressive in his 6-fight run at middleweight. 5 wins, 4 coming by stoppage, and just 1 loss. So those are 2 that I like for the main card. And then another one that sticks out to me is when you look at Munoz versus Sean O'Malley. Again, you have 2 fighters, O'Malley as well as Adesanya, who are just heavy favorites. So you want to dabble into that prop market. And O'Malley, to me, feels like a lock for the win here. So then I try to find the method of victory, considering O'Malley's knocked out 6 of his last 7 opponents. But Munoz has never been knocked out in his career. He's 1-4 in his last 5 fights, but that was against really, really stiff competition. So instead for this, one of my favorite bets actually is for this fight to go over 2.5 rounds. And then tonight on Daily Wager, we talk about even more picks for, again, UFC 276. But those are some things that stand out to me. And then to kind of, you know, follow everything up here, Anita, there was a horse race that you liked, correct?
There is, at the Belmont here in my own backyard later on tonight. Post time is at 5:12 p.m. It is race number 9. Give me Boom Boom Kaboom. How about that for a name for a horse, Aaron? And you could get it 5-1 coming in really great form. The number 9 horse has been scratched. That was the only horse that I really felt had, no pun intended, a leg up to possibly upset here. Zip Line to Heaven has been scratched. So I really love the 12th horse, Boom Boom Kaboom. Sits off. I know it's a great name, right? Sits off the pace, has a late charge, and I feel pretty confident is going to win again. Race number 9, horse number 12, Boom Boom Kaboom, to win 5-1 at the Belmont.
They always just kind of throw you off the names. They're always so funny. But she is Anita Marks. I'm Aaron Dolan. Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. That's it for today. 10 minutes of the bets you need as promised. Please do us a favor and don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. We'll talk to you guys next week.